Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
9:15. Let's have a great day, everybody.
Cut this
with Andy Dirt Johnson.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? When you said that you might want to have kids and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, what, it reversed back?
And Brendan Sprague.
Stiff snap, stiff snap, stiff snap. You have no idea the physical toll the three vasectomies have on a person.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
I'm not talking about this.
To his, our left, no. his left.
We are.
Our left, his right.
This way. We are talking about this, Jordan. Okay, we got a lot to get to in the final hour. You can't shut me down. We got Status Story coming up at 8:15. We got Brian Baldinger at 8:30.
She has crazy eyes when I see her now.
I mean, the amount of reports that have come out in the last 48 hours that she was the one that shut down their offseason Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Because that's her decision as the non-employee and coach of the program.
She's the assistant head coach, the assistant to the head coach.
They are leaning into this whole fake news media. Of course, the media is spinning it this way. This is good for book sales, but I expected the media. Really?
Really? That's where we're going with that?
We all watched it. Like, this isn't a media boogeyman thing.
Seemed like a pretty normal interview. Like, hey, talk about, how'd you guys meet? We're not talking about
You're
that.
In a weird relationship. That's
I'm
the media noticed. Yeah.
No.
You're 24 years old. You sound like a brat.
dating a 75-year-old.
We're not talking about this.
She also activated her Twitter account for the first time in four years yesterday.
That was great.
And just retweeted a bunch of people defending her and her love for her man.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, total side note, can we just also make fun of this for a brief moment?
Belichick a snack now, huh?
Pour some out for this guy.
Yeah.
Shador Sanders famously falling in the draft over the weekend. Everybody talked about it. Was it collusion? Were the NFL owners teaming up to send him a message? We're tagging somebody on Twitter can go wrong. Our famous and never wrong Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, no.
Sent out a tweet on Thursday.
Who'd he tag?
This is a damn disgrace. How the hell is Shador not off the board, not drafted yet? Y'all still don't think this has anything to do with team hating on Deion Sanders? This kid's a first rounder in a different way. It's Kaepernick all over again. He's being kept out. A damn disgrace. I don't care what anybody says. He tagged Shador. The only problem there is that Shador is not Shador Sanders. It's a guy named Shador Smith who lives in Sydney, Australia. And he has tweeted one time. And his one time was a tweet to Gordon Ramsay in 2017 to rate my kangaroo meatball sub. And this guy, you want to guess how many people saw this tweet? You want to guess what the reach is? I don't even know. This guy
million.
He might be dead. I don't know if he's
five
reacted
million.
To it. 11.9 yeah. million people viewed I'd this say, tweet. Just imagine just your phone.
Imagine
all of a sudden
you
just,
log back in.
Like, what?
Oh, I'm going to get on X. Let's see what's happening on old X.
Let's go on X today.
What the hell?
I just wanted to send Gordon Ramsay another meatball sub, and here I am just getting Stephen A. Smith yelling about me. How the hell did I get here?
I can envision nothing worse, Dirt, than liking and talking about how much I enjoyed a meatball sub. than finding out I was tagged in a Stephen A. Smith tweet on accident.
I love a good meatball sub. When was the last time you had a meatball sub?
Not that long ago. The wife is a huge fan of the meatball sub.
How are you not a fan of the meatball sub?
A really well-done meatball sub.
It's delightful.
I kind of want one now today.
Now it's making me hungry.
Yeah, same.
We're at that point in the day. Shout out to Johnny Ludes, who's in here. Early bird gets the worm. He's back
Coug
there. Coug Ludes is in grinding. Wow. We don't see a lot of people at 8:05 a.m., so Coug Ludes is back there getting some S done. Love to see it.
Weird thing. I saw our tweet teasing our show today. I was wearing my clothes from yesterday.
That's weird. I don't know.
I'm not wearing them right now. That's weird.
I change. I do the video and then I change for the show.
Is that what happens?
I got to have two wardrobes.
You come in from your clothes yesterday?
Yeah. I wore the same clothes and then changed my outfit. So I'm ready. Nice fresh one, you know? I don't want my clothes to get dirty before the show starts.
Sure.
So I don't put them on quite yet.
You're like SVP and Stuart Scott with the tearaway suits right before they go on the Sports Center.
Now, do you like your meatball sub sauce, a saucy mama, or do you like your meatball more meatball with some sauce but melted cheese and meat?
The latter. I can't do.
You don't like the saucy mama?
You obviously have to have sauce. You don't want a dry meatball sub, but I don't want it.
The level of sauce depends on the bread. If the bread can soak it up and
the holding ability,
a typical
ginormous mess.
Hoagie. I tell you, that's your bread.
You need a good amount of sauce.
You like a saucy mama.
I like a medium saucy mama.
No, there's no medium saucy mama.
There's a medium heat and a hot heat and a low heat. I want a medium sauce. Give me a medium sauce.
All right.
With a lot of cheese.
You can't be oversauced.
No oversauce.
I mean, that's a sandwich you're going in. You're like, I'm going to look like a child by the end of this sandwich.
It's going to get messy.
It's everywhere.
You might lose a meatball in the process, but that's the friends you make along the way. Then you get the bonus meatball at the end.
The meatball coming out of the sandwich itself is the equivalent of taking the one bite of pizza and all the toppings coming with that one bite. It's such a bad feeling.
You don't like when that happens?
No, because then you're touching it with your fingers to put the cheese and the toppings back, and now it's a little off, and it feels weird, and that's what it's like to put the meatball back in the bread.
You don't want the bonus meatball at the end? Just one little extra meatball saying, hey,
no,
eat me.
Because that one bite of bread is just sauce and bread.
No.
There's no meat.
You don't like a good sauce? See, I'm okay with the just sauce, bread, and cheese.
No, I want a meatball.
I don't want to, it can't have a big bite, but like if there's a little bite at the end and it's just a little bit of sauce and a little bit of cheese and a little bit of bread, I'm okay with that.
I'm talking about a standard size bite.
Yeah.
And it's just sauce. That's a terrible bite. I want some meat in it.
I love a good meatball sub. Now I'm going to go make meatball subs today because that sounds pretty damn good.
Kangaroo meatball sub?
Let's all send our kangaroo meatball subs to Gordon Ramsay today on social media. Statter story coming up in a moment. Are we turning out the lights? We played this game yesterday and we hit on most of them outside of one. Although one we shouldn't have hit on. The Pacers had no business winning that game, but we talked about that earlier in the show. The Rockets are hosting the Warriors, facing elimination tonight, and the Lakers are hosting the Timberwolves, facing elimination tonight. Both of them are home favorites, so Vegas is telling you they think there's likely going to be game sixes here. Are we turning out the lights on Houston, or are we turning out the lights on L.A.?
Partly what I hate about previews is your ability to be wrong on the outcome, and that's what tends to suck. Sure? Maybe.
Are you questioning after your emphatic Clippers prediction? Don't back down now, James Gladstone. Stand on your business.
We were 40 seconds away yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're doing these great Notion Brewing show previews, like what's on tap. And we like doing them. But we're doing them the day, we're doing it after our show for tomorrow morning because the person that posts them is not here until 9:30 to 10 a.m. And so we're teasing things. We're like, how much do we say we react to all the second round teams?
Great stuff happening in sports. We'll get to it.
Think about it. We were Boston clobbered Orlando. Yeah. Okay.
Not a surprise.
Milwaukee
should have won.
Detroit won.
Detroit did win.
Okay.
Denver won in blowout fashion. We all predicted.
If you tell me the Lakers and the Rockets win,
I think we're getting game sixes here.
In both?
I do.
Really? The Rockets?
Dude, the Lakers
losing. I feel so untrustworthy of Houston right now.
I don't blame it at all.
I think they just want to fight tonight.
I just think you get, there's definitely some of that.
I introduced my daughter to Dylan the Villain.
Dylan the Villain.
And she goes, oh, where'd he come from? And I went, Oregon. And
she didn't say Canada?
We don't blame Canada for that one?
I love Canadians.
You love Canadians?
I'm very pro-Canada, yeah.
Look, I get the Dylan the Villain stuff.
What do you mean you get it? Come on, it's a universal.
Oh, I know.
The way that Beaver fans struggles to even want to root for GP2 because of the Blazer experience.
I get it.
Oregon fans should be there with Dylan the Villain.
I desperately, and it doesn't have to be him, I desperately want somebody like that on the Blazers.
You have it.
Who's our Dylan the Villain?
Tumani Kamara.
He's a villain.
Except he doesn't play as dumb.
Is he punching people in the nuts, trying to injure thumbs?
He's punching people theoretically with his defense.
That's right. Yeah. I want a guy. I want a guy that everybody hates. When was the last time we had a guy that everybody hates?
He just committed the dumbest foul in the game.
I'm not defending his actions. I'm just saying
a guy. You want that guy.
I want a guy on our team that everybody hates. I want a villain. I want a Draymond Green. Is that better for you?
We do have a guy everybody hates.
Who does everybody hate on our team?
Chauncey Billups. Our own fans.
I'm talking general NBA. When was the last time we had a true villain on our team?
A true villain?
A true villain on our team.
Probably Ruben Patterson.
The Kobe stopper. It's been a minute, man. I want a villain.
I mean, the Jailblazers' entire roster people hated because racism and anti-weed. But
can't smoke weed or take it in tinfoil through an airport. They frown on that.
It's an all-time story.
You can't get pulled over and hand your card. You can't hand him your trading
card. At least
card.
He gave him proper identification of,
this is technically
me.
It's technically me.
He didn't get
my height and weight
degree.
Is technically on here. You know,
biology degree and then go through a metal detector with
Was Ruben
metal.
Patterson our last hated guy? Not for like dumb, stupid, like legal reasons, but like just people despise.
Bonzi.
Bonzi's a pretty good one.
Bonzi. People hated Bonzi. Even Blazer fans eventually turned
on
Bonzi.
Who was the guy in the 90s? Was anybody hated on those 90s teams around the NBA?
Like our badass of the 90s Blazers
teams?
Yeah,
like our badass, like the legitimate good championship contending teams? Was there a pest? Was there a...
No.
Everybody kind of liked?
Not what was Duckworth's really? Reputation?
Yeah, was he beloved? He was a pretty physical
beloved player.
I
would say Jerome probably was the pest and
league wide people didn't like Jerome Kersey.
Well, I think they liked him, but they didn't like to play against him just because he hustled his ass off.
Yeah, he worked his butt off night in and night out. Yeah.
Maybe when we acquired Buck Williams.
R.I.P. Gone too soon.
Buck Williams. I could see Buck Williams being that guy.
Yeah.
Jerome used to play in our golf tournament.
He did, man.
Yeah.
Miss him.
Did you know him?
No, I just miss him.
But I don't think there was a Blazer that was reviled by other teams the way.
So who was it? Who was the last one?
I want a guy like that on our team.
Why?
I just want a guy like that on our team.
Probably Sheed.
Sheed?
Yeah. Oh, Sheed was definitely.
Yeah. Sheed was absolutely.
Sheed was definitely a good one. Yeah, I don't know. When I turn on games and I watch these guys play, I get so angry. I just think to myself, I wish people got angry watching my team.
I'd rather my people get angry at my team because they're good.
I mean, that's never going to happen. So I've given up on that hope. So I just, we might as well punch people.
No.
Yes.
That's not what I want.
Be physical. I think we get game sixes tonight. I'll stand on business. I think Houston wins and I think LA wins.
I think we get one.
Who is it?
I think Houston wins.
Okay.
I think we get none.
I think the Timberwolves close it out.
2-1-0.
Yeah.
NBA dirt. Back again tomorrow.
I swear to God, if I come in tomorrow and both teams have won and we have a game six.
I now officially have to put in a Rockets and Lakers money line parlay. I'm going to go lock that in. We'll get the statter story. What do we got cooked up today? That is next on The Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, your math.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time. We'll get to Brian Baldinger coming up bottom of the hour. A lot of names getting texted in. I think you got to remember, not hated amongst the fan base, but hated amongst, like, Raymond Felton got texted in. We hated Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
The rest of the NBA didn't have an opinion on Raymond
Felton.
I don't think they cared about
Raymond Felton.
They didn't care, right? So there's a lot of, like, Myers Leonard, when he was here, was a pretty hated player by some. And then he had the great playoff run. His hatred didn't come until he was in Miami. That stuff happened later. So
The video game thing was different. Like, league-wide hated for
league-wide
how they
hated. Ruben Patterson got texted in a lot. Buck Williams came in a couple times. J.R. Ryder showing up a few times.
J.R. Ryder.
I think Rasheed Wallace and Darius Miles, like, that Jailblazer is probably where you got to go to.
Darius wasn't hated.
Yeah, I didn't really think so either. He was texting in a lot. Rasheed Wallace was for sure.
I think
because of the technical fouls.
You were mixing our fan base hating him versus the league. Darius Miles was not league hated.
He was in a great movie about stealing the test answers to the SATs.
Fun fact, saw him try to get an autograph. Couldn't quite get over there. So I just yelled, loved that movie. He turned and he saw me and he started laughing. He goes, thanks. And he did the nucks.
You got to do the nucks on the head. He showed up to a high school football game of ours high as a kite. Pulled up in a Hummer onto the top field there at Cleveland, just like smoke billowing out.
How was he going to a Cleveland game?
They had an outreach thing with all the PIL schools where a Blazer had to go. I don't know why, but one of them had to show up to each of them of like, let's rebuild our image in the community. And he showed up high as a kite.
I mean, he's in Portland. What do you want from
him? Yeah, a lot of good weed here. Sadder story time. Who wants to go first? Who wants to be our... You want to lead off? Go ahead. Fire away.
Your number, 27.
27.
Your number is 27. Is it the number of combined hits in the Athletic Rangers game yesterday?
Oh, I did not see that game.
You're damn right you didn't.
I did not see any baseball scores hardly at all yesterday.
Or is it the age of a man who needed to be rescued off the same mountain within 2 days?
If you got to be rescued twice, I'm leaving you the second time. like, you got one. You got one. We came and got you.
This is a stat.
Riggins feels very confident there.
Such a funny. I'm leaving you.
I mean, dude, if it's twice on the same mountain, within 2 days, like, no, you had your chance. I saved you. Come on down. You didn't come down. You figure it out. Riggins feels very confident. I don't know if this
pretty
is Riggins'
sure I saw
log,
a story
logic.
About Fuji, I think the guy's 30.
Okay, I'll go stat two then. Give me a stat.
Job.
Way to go, Riggins.
Hey, he's not Riggins. He's the Oracle.
Way to go.
No, he is 27 years old. I'll get to the story in just a second. The Athletics and Rangers combined for 26 hits.
That's a lot of hits in a game.
The Yankees had 19 last night by themselves. Yeah. 19.
What happened last night in offense?
The Orioles
everywhere.
Pitching staff.
Ask Joe Fisher.
Because
they faced the Orioles. No, how about this story? A 27-year-old Chinese man was climbing Mount Fuji when he made an emergency call on April 22nd. He was getting altitude sickness. So local authorities raced up there, went up to the mountain as far as they could go, helped him come down, rescued him.
He's rescued.
He's a student who wanted to go mountain climbing after a four-day thing. He gets down there, rescued, gets back to health. 2 days later, realizes, wait a minute, I left my phone.
You're leaving the phone.
He went back up the mountain.
Had to be rescued.
2 days later, guess what happened again?
You're on your own.
Hey.
You're on your own.
Went to go back, get my phone. I need your help again.
So you get
and
one,
they rescued him again.
You get one get out of jail free card. That's it. You've used your card. You decided to go back up the mountain. Figure your way out.
He had such bad altitude sickness the second time, he physically could not move.
I mean, why don't you just say, hey, those guys who rescued you, first off, you just leave your phone in that situation. If you drop it
how
on
could
a mountain,
you care about a phone that
you
bad?
Just leave it there. I'm not
out,
going
dude.
To get
what
that
are you
thing.
Talking about?
I'll go buy a new phone. I'd rather do that than die on the side of a mountain.
I don't need
technology that bad.
I care about human life. I kind of lean with you. Bird food. Sorry, dude. Good luck to you.
This
Vultures are going to enjoy that.
Survival of the fittest, man. You got to figure it out. All right, what do you got, Swag?
Your number is six.
Six.
Is it the number of career 40-point playoff performances from Jamal Murray? Or is it the list price in millions of the Roloff farm that is up for sale once again?
I just read the story.
I didn't click
the
story.
As they have the one out in the Helvetia area. They have moved, I think, to Battleground or somewhere up in Washington since. But they're...
Famous farm.
They're trying to sell the farm again.
No longer Oregonians. I'm going to go that this is a stat.
I'm going to go stat, too. I don't think it'd be directly $6 million.
Indeed it is.
What is the sale price of that farm?
Well, they listed it in 2022 at $4 million when they tried to sell it when they moved. But the latest release, according to the Oregonian, $2.895 million. If you wanted to move out there. Five bedroom, 6,462 square feet main home. It includes a theater, a gourmet kitchen, offices, 3,600 square foot barn, scenic bridges. There's a pool, a miniature castle out there on 16 acres.
Never got into that show.
I never did either.
No, Jamal Murray, in his 536 regular season games, has 6 40-point performances.
Nice.
In 70 playoff games, he now has 6 40-point performances after last night.
He's just the weirdest player because you have to evaluate the total, and it's like playoff guy is amazing, regular season guy, he's just, he's good. But he doesn't knock your socks off.
Good guy to have next to Jokic, who you know is going to be with an elite player. If you at least got one guy who's going to show up consistently in the playoffs, it helps you.
He's had some great playoff moments.
All right. This set is my number, I should say. The story came from my dad. He sent me an email.
I want to just guess stat now.
Just good guess
stat.
Like
you just ruined it.
Your number. Yeah. So I got an email from my dad. Said, use this story. Your number is
such a good story.
162.
Okay.
162 is your number.
Too many baseball games.
Is it, that it is. Is it the world record for the longest consecutive fart?
162 seconds.
162 minutes? Seconds. Yes. Okay. I don't think anybody could fart for 162 minutes, Riggins. But
that
thank
would
you for
be
that.
A record.
162 seconds. The longest world record for consecutive fart.
Two right. plus minutes.
Without
2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Without breaking tone. No stoppages.
No.
Consistent sound.
Okay.
Not possible.
Or. Is it the number of points scored by Giannis Antetokounmpo in their first round series loss to the Indiana Pacers?
Okay.
Total points.
So is total points in that series
total
162?
Points, 162 or consecutive seconds for the world record for the longest
the
fart.
The only way that that fart goes that long is if that's a dead body letting out its final gases.
That's so ridiculous. I'm going story.
That's a good point. It is pretty ridiculous. I'll go opposite just to make it fun. I'll go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I'll go stat.
I will answer you first, Bregger.
Yeah. It was ridiculous
Jason
enough.
Swagger. Story, yeah. 162 minutes and 42 seconds is
crazy.
The world record for the longest consecutive fart. It was a man in London. They timed it. It's the legitimate. They filmed the entire thing.
How do you set that up?
I don't know. This has now led us into, you know, to have a conversation. If you want to guess the sense of humor that we have as Johnsons, this is the things that we laugh about. What do you have to eat? Like, what's the dietary stuff that goes into this?
Brussels sprouts.
The release strategy has
Kale.
To be slow and consistent.
Yeah.
You can't force it. You can't step on the pedal.
Yeah, it'll be
you
too loud, too quick.
It's got to ease because you got to be able to hold your note for that long. 2 minutes and 42 seconds is the longest longest fart in human history consecutively.
The scene in Step Brothers where they're interviewing with Seth
Rogen. That's about a 20-second fart.
But that's 20 seconds, and that feels like it's forever.
What's the longest you think you've ever gone?
Three seconds?
Maybe 10 to 15.
10
maybe.
To 15 seconds? 15 seconds?
Dude,
that's a pretty long fart.
You sat there
15 seconds. Like, count that out in your head. 1,000, 1,002. That's a long fart.
I'm going to make a sound. You count to 15.
I think I'm at 7 or 8. You only got to 9. You couldn't even get to 10. It was only 9 seconds. You couldn't even get there.
15? You need to talk to a doctor.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, by the way, scored 165 points in their first round playoff series loss.
Where were you?
You were still on the couch.
I think 7 or 8 is the longest I've ever gone. And when you get to 7 or 8, you're really proud of yourself. You're like, dude, I held that one for a while. Wife gives you a look like, what the hell did I get into? Sorry, honey. It was the green beans last night.
Swag, did you look around and just go?
Was anybody in the room when you did it?
No, it's just
by
myself.
Yourself. Yeah. 6 screens going at the same time. Hopefully a good finishing punch note, too.
You just kind of lift top the off. One cheek there.
Yeah, you got to, the you know, it's got to be positioned correctly. 2 minutes and 42 seconds. What's your longest
it
fart? Let
pork
us know.
It was a pork butt, wasn't it? It was a pork butt.
503-864-6326. This is the kind of emails I get from my dad. Hey, check this out. World record for longest
fart. Should
we
ask Baldy?
I think we should. That's where we'll start.
Ask Baldy to
That'll be
start
the first
the
question. Brian Baldinger will join us next to talk some NFL football.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Have you looked at the weather today, tomorrow?
Oh,
I mean, just, it's going to be 80 tomorrow. Are you kidding me? You know what you do? On your way home, go grab a case of Pelicano, because the warmer weather is here. Their summer seasonal beer is here. It's available in clear glass bottles. It's a refreshment that you can see.
Well, and Pelicano is perfect because you know it's around the corner?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Boom goes the dynamite. Joining us now, one of our favorites. It's NFL draft season. We love talking to this guy, whether it's in season, off season. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Give a follow on Twitter at Baldy NFL. Baldy, so I do have a lot of draft questions. We need to start in a specific spot, though. We just got done talking about a story, the world record for the longest fart consecutively without breaking stride or tone is 2 minutes and 42 seconds. What do you think your personal record is? What's the longest one you've ever had?
Well, I can't. I mean, I'm pretty good. I used to be really good when I just ate anything, you know, and my stomach was always like spitting the gas out. 242 sounds like it's beyond a world record. Like, I don't think that's Joe DiMaggio stuff right there. That's never getting broken. I guess I would feel pretty proud of a good 20-second fart.
Yeah.
I'd stand by that pretty good.
Yeah. Now, what goes into the diet for 20 seconds, you think, for you? Like, what's your thought process if you're trying to hit that number?
Well, I mean, you know, like a whole plate of baked beans would be a good start. You know, I mean, like, who doesn't like a good baked bean, you know, with your ribs? So I think, you know, that would probably, you know, start getting the gases flowing right there.
Yeah, Baldy, I might have this wrong, but you're a football guy, man. You football guys are kind of the same. I have you windows rolled up when you're letting it go and you're just proud of what's happening. You're like, yeah, I made that.
Well, not just that, but I mean, you know, put your head underneath the sheets at night too, you know, and just get the full effect.
Yes.
This is why we love you, man.
This is why we wanted to
talk football with you. We talk fun things.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's going to make some great promos. We love you, Baldy. Let's ask you the question that you have probably, I don't know how many interviews you've done in the last, you know, 3 or 4 days. Probably a lot of them. I saw you were on, I think, a Cleveland radio station earlier today. You've probably been asked this question 8,000 times, so I'll be the 8,001st person to ask you. Hey, Shador Sanders going to Cleveland. What the hell are the Browns doing, Baldy?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, it's one thing to draft a quarterback in the third round like Dillon Gabriel, who's an accomplished college quarterback with the 94th pick, and they need a quarterback. Everybody knew that they needed a quarterback, but okay, you take Dillon Gabriel with the 94th pick, and you come back 50 picks later, and another day later, and you take Shador, and you go, okay, we'll have a good camp battle with Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, and Joe Flacco, and oh, by the way, when Deshaun Watson gets healthy, we'll throw him into the mix. Like, who wants that carnival? Like, it's a carnival. Like, I don't know. It's hard enough to develop a rookie quarterback to see if they can do. Remember, just 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I guess, Kyle Shanahan said, after they just made the big trade and moved up and got themselves Trey Lance, he kind of thought that maybe this, you know, this guy Brock Purdy was probably better than Trey Lance, and he was right. So I don't know how you're going to kind of figure out who's the best at this point, because there's just such limited reps in offseason and the preseason right now.
Baldy, you've been doing this a long time, playing and covering the NFL. You don't have to name teams, but do you watch the draft year over year and, like, kind of tell yourself, I could do this? Like, I'd see what these teams are deciding to do every year, and I just don't understand. Do you feel like you could do this? You could go into a war room and kind of navigate a team through this process?
I think I could do it. I know I could do it. I mean, I spent as much time as anybody, you know, covering this draft and preparing for the draft. But I guess the problem I would have is, like, the check isn't coming out of my bank account, you know, to go pay some of these guys. Like, it's a little bit, you know, like, until you have to write the check, go to that owner, go to Steve Bisciotti, go to, you know, pick a guy, you know, go to Bob Kraft, whatever, like, and write the check. I would be holding my breath, you know, and hoping that they could play and are going to make an impact for my team. That's the problem. I could guide a team to a draft. I think I could pick Mike Green. I could pick some of these guys. I mean, my mother could draft Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that hard. But writing the check for some of these guys is a little more difficult.
Well, we talked about James Gladstone earlier. There's a really good piece written about him and being in the war room.
Yeah.
And he makes the big trade up to number two. I like Hunter. I was a huge fan of his at college. I think he could be a good NFL player. I don't think I buy what some people sell him as a pro. What was just your general reaction to them trading what they traded to go up and get Travis Hunter and pretending that or saying that they're going to play on both sides?
I think James Gladstone's a stud. Like, I think this guy is going to be really good. But I have these premonitions when it gets close to the draft, and I had one on Tuesday afternoon at the NFL Network in L.A., and I thought there would be a blockbuster trade in the top five, and I thought it was going to involve Travis Hunter. And I, you know, next thing I know, Tony Boselli is hitting me up like, "What do you know?" You know, and you know, he's running Jacksonville's team right now. And I didn't want to, you know, I wasn't there to let the cat out of the bag or anything like that. I just thought Travis Hunter's the most interesting player in this draft, maybe the best player in the draft. Jacksonville is kind of a, you know, nobody really is really paying attention to the Jaguars around the league, and so I just thought that makes sense. But I like the pick. I think Travis Hunter is just. He's more than a unicorn. Like, this guy is just different than everybody else. And every once in a while, we see a player that can just do, and in all sports, you know, Ohtani. Like, you just see guys that can do everything. And I think this kid can. And he's built for it, and he's conditioned for it. And I don't know if anybody in this whole draft loves football more than Travis Hunter. So I'm excited about watching it. I think kids are going to buy his jerseys right immediately, and I think he's going to lead, you know, SportsCenter highlights every Sunday night with some of the things that he does.
Yeah, we're talking about one of our favorites, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, at Baldy NFL on Twitter.
No doubt the jersey's going to be a big seller. He's from that area. He's excited. He loves ball. I love that part. And him with Brian Thomas Jr. is a great pairing offensively. What is the percentage you realistically think he can play through a season, assuming he doesn't get injured, on both sides? Like, what's that snap count percentage to you?
Well, I mean, his first game at Colorado was at TCU in Fort Worth on a Saturday afternoon on September 2nd. It was 103 degrees in Fort Worth, and he played 140 snaps like it was nothing. Like, the guy just doesn't get tired. He's like Michael Jordan. Like, he doesn't fatigue. I mean, I think playing 100 snaps is realistic. You know, 90 to 100 snaps a game is realistic for this guy. Whether you want to start him at wide receiver, which is fine. You know, wide receivers don't play every snap as it is. But if you want him to go run five go routes in a row, he'll go run five go routes in a row. You know, that I don't have any doubt about that. The hitting, you know, going to tackle Derrick Henry, you know, in the alley is, you know, something that a lot of guys make business decisions about. He doesn't show any fear, but that would be, you know, you're tackling 220-pound locomotives out there on the edge. Like, that might wear you down a little bit. But I feel like 100 snaps a game is realistic.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating. Never really seen that to that level in the NFL. It'd be remarkable to watch. I'm curious to ask you, Baldy, like, so many people come up with their grades after the draft, and I like what this team did. I like what that team did. I like viewing it in the way of a lot of teams, the parity is great in the NFL, and a lot of teams that have a legitimate shot at winning a Super Bowl. We just saw Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills the other day, get kind of snappy with a radio station in Buffalo of like, what do you guys want, man? This isn't fantasy football. We got a great offense. We try to improve our defense. We were an inch away from winning the AFC title game last year. Is there anybody you look at, maybe similar to what Philly was a year ago, taking a couple of rookies in the secondary and the big impact that they had throughout the course of the year all the way to a pick six in the Super Bowl, that you think, like, man, you didn't have maybe a top 10 pick, but I love what you did, and maybe you found kind of the missing ingredient that you've needed to take that next step?
Well, I mean, nobody was more aggressive than the Falcons. You know, I don't think anybody expected Jalen Walker to be there with the 15th pick, and he was. So you take Jalen Walker, and that's your, you know, just a beast of an athlete that can come off the edge, that can play, you know, a number of different positions. But then you trade with the Rams, and some people say that Les Snead and the Rams, you know, fleeced the Atlanta Falcons and Raheem Morris. But they thought James Pierce Jr. was worth it. And so they get two edge rushers. Their problem on defense has been that they just have not had anybody that brings heat off the edge in years, like a decade, probably since John Abraham was there. John Abraham made the pick. So I think that, you know, Atlanta, if they get both these guys, you know, really bringing some heat off the edge, and then you draft Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman at safety, like the Atlanta Falcons defense might finally get fixed, and maybe they can upend Tampa from winning their fifth straight division title. Mm. So while it's aggressive and some people think it wasn't smart, well, let's just wait and see what happens when you draft two guys like that, two top 15 talents, and you put them out there. Let's see what they do.
You say the Falcons were fined this morning, $250K. Jeff Ulbrich was fined $100K. Brian Baldinger Jr. makes a prank call to a top prospect after stealing the number off Brian Baldinger Sr.'s iPad. How does Brian Baldinger Sr. react to all that?
Well, first of all, he's off the payroll. You know, the kid's off the payroll. You know, you're paying for everything for now. You're paying for board. You're paying for meals if you're in the house. Yeah. Like, you know, your insurance policy is on you. It's not on me anymore until 26. Like, we just cut you off immediately for something so stupid. And, you know, I mean, it's an embarrassing. You know, look, it's dumb, but it's more embarrassing than anything.
Yeah.
And it's uncalled for. And, you know, it was bad enough for the kid, Shador, as it was. And then, you know, to get this piled on and get the attention that it got, you know, it's just embarrassing. But, yeah, he gets cut off immediately.
That's the only appropriate response. Brian Baldinger, he's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey NFL Insider, you, of course, see him on the NFL Network, Fox Sports, man is everywhere. Give him a follow on Twitter, at BaldyNFL. He's proud of his own smell, as we are. One of our favorites. Baldy, we love talking to you. Let's do this again soon. Thanks, as always.
Anytime, guys. You got it, man. Thanks.
There you go. Brian Baldinger talking some NFL football and pulling a Dutch oven on yourself. Do you self-Dutch oven?
I do not. No.
No self-Dutch oven?
No.
You don't like the smell of your own stench?
Yeah, it's for the car.
Only the car?
Only the car.
Fart under the sheets? Do you seal it? You go see. You
I
go
just
seal?
Told you I don't do it.
You lift up the kind of the one flap on the side. You try and go like out the foothole, maybe kind of go out the bottom of the bed. Hope it seeps out that way.
It's just such a great response. You pull over the sheet over your head.
I mean, more than that, not just the car. Not only do the windows go up, we're going under the sheets too.
Oh, God.
Going into the Dutch oven.
I love having that dude on.
20 seconds. You'd be proud of 20 seconds. I would be too. Well done, Baldy. Let's send you on your way and wrap it up on a Wednesday next on the Fam. Well, listeners never disappoint.
They're the best, man. We are the best listeners in the market. Not even close.
Last text of the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. I farted in a bread bag once, twirled it up, and handed it to my wife as I walked away.
Yikes, dude.
You're giving me some good ideas over here now.
I would definitely
do that to my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, we pull the Dutch oven card every now and then. You never know. You got to get weird.
You think she met you at Buffalo Wild Wings all those years ago? She's like, I can't wait to be Dutch ovened by that dude. I
can't wait till this guy farts under the sheets.
Boy, but he's gassy with these boneless nuggies.
It's all that honey barbecue. What do you want from me here? It's that Asian zing. It's a little too much kick.
I've seen your kid. Your kid looks almost exactly like you and her. Yeah. Somehow has like both.
It's a good blend.
I could see it. Like I could see either one. That kid's definitely going to be doing some touch up and do his homies in a sleeping bag at a sleepover someday.
I haven't taught him many things. He's only 15 months, so we're trending in the right direction. I have taught him how to pull my finger, and the wife is not happy about that.
She
frowns upon that.
Seems a bit early to be teaching him that,
dude,
but okay.
He giggles. I'm trying to entertain the kid. I'm home all day. Here you go. Pull it. Fart. Sound comes out. He thinks it's hilarious. It's the funniest thing ever, man. He laughed after a burp the other day, and I was like, yes! That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Burps
Wait till she gives
funny.
You another son. That's going to be just her nightmare.
Next one said, you got to keep your wives on the toes. That's right. You got to be alert. You never know what's coming your way. You got to be prepared at all times. What am I handing you? Is it a bread bag or is it a fart bag? I don't know. It could be anything.
I envy you.
What, being able to fart in front of my wife?
I'm just, yeah, I'm jealous.
Yeah, the Sprague's not farting in front of each other is very weird to me, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's very, I'm telling you, I'm a weirdo.
It's uncomfortable.
I'm being honest with you. You've got to pile on.
Walking around with enough. I know what your gas is like. You got gas bubbles all the time. That can't be fun to deal with.
My wife
You're
walks,
quenching that, you get that weird, yeah. Like you could feel it, and then it goes away, and you kind of get like, your stomach swallows it. That's not comfortable for anybody.
Do you know that gif of Nick Cage when he's in Con Air, and he gets off the bus, and the wind blows in his fake long hair? You remember that scene?
Yes.
That's me once a day on my back deck, and my
sneaking
neighbors probably see me and they're like, why does he look so happy?
Yeah. Like, give him one of those.
It's terrible. It's a mental block at this point.
Brandon, are you okay?
I'm Chuck Knobloch.
You are.
I'm in the bathroom for 7 minutes.
We need this.
Clearly, we know what's happening, but if I hear my wife, like her footsteps coming, I turn the fan on so she hears nothing. It's mad.
You guys need fart therapy. You need fart therapy.
I don't think my wife does.
You need to get over this.
With you. I don't think she does.
She doesn't fart. She just never farts. She farts. Your wife definitely farts.
Not in front of me.
I think she's a farter.
Not in front of me.
It's because you never burst the bubble. You got to be the...
I have. And she threatened me once, and I've never gone back.
Don't do that
again. She goes, you do that in front of me, I'm going to do it in front of you. And I was like, oh, that would just ruin everything.
Come on, let them fire away.
As far as I'm concerned, she doesn't go to the bathroom.
There's no pee-poo there? No pee-poo?
Nope. Not a single... Look, I'm well aware that I'm wrong here. I'm broken.
Yeah, I think you guys...
I'm admitting to you guys. I need Chuck Knobloch. I got the farting yips.
You both need to go to like a fart therapy room where you just sit on a couch and just alternate. Go back and forth until you feel comfortable with it in front of each other and realize it's going to be okay. All right, your turn, babe. You go now.
That was
a good one. High five afterwards.
No.
Yes, that was a nice one. We do got some Stanley Cup playoff games tonight. Capitals looking to close out the Canadiens. Tampa is back at home, although they're down 3-1 to Florida, trying to force a game 6 in that series. And then Winnipeg was up 2-0 on St. Louis and then lost games 3 and 4. So game 5, pivotal one tonight back at Winnipeg. Should be a good atmosphere.
You could have given me all day to guess what series is happening. I didn't know Winnipeg and St. Louis were playing.
They're still playing, man. Atmosphere is going to be great. 6:30 on ESPN. And it's on ESPN, so the broadcasters will actually be there, unlike the TNT games.
Wisniewski was so good on that Vegas wild
He's awesome,
call.
Dude. He's awesome in hockey. So and I think we get a couple the game 6 is in the NBA. I don't know why I have faith in the Rockets at home. I just do.
I think they're going 0-2. I think the Lakers are donezo, and I think the
Lakers
Rockets
losing in 5 in round 1. That'd be, yeah.
I mean, they have no depth. They have no center. They don't have a center.
They traded him.
Rui Hachimura.
That's your center. He was good. He was good enough to get traded for Damian Lillard. He should be good enough to stop Rudy Gobert. What are we doing, LA? Should be fun. Hey, tonight, by the way, too, if you're looking for something to do, beautiful weather, head on over to the Glass Palace, 7 o'clock.
You teed that up really weird, though.
That was kind of weird.
If you want to support
your
local sports
team. Well, it's nice so you can hang out outside.
It's nice. I don't want to go in the Glass
Palace. And then you go in when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down.
What time's that game start?
The puck drops. 7 o'clock.
Sun's still out till like 8:15.
That's bad.
Go support your local team.
There you go.
Root on our Hawks.
Pound some brewskis and hopefully get a win in game 3 tonight over at the VMC. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. We had Brian Baldinger on moments ago, who told us the 20-second fart's pretty good, and he likes to pull his own Dutch oven. So
yes, he does.
Go enjoy that one, plus some NFL draft chatter. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.